This is Ozarks at Large. This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about the process of certifying election results.
On election night, when reporters start coming in with numbers, at the end of the night, they'll say, you know, unofficial results, this person won. Why is it unofficial? What happens next?
So it's unofficial for two reasons. One, we have not included provisional ballots. And so provisional ballots don't get processed until the next day. And so we have to look through those to see which ones count and which ones don't count. Then also the overseas absentee ballots have to come in, or the military ballots, and they have 10 days to come in for an election. And so all those numbers aren't included in what we're releasing election night. And we have a check and balance system when we're looking at our numbers on election night. So we're not only looking at the number of ballots that were cast, but we're also looking at the number of voters who were checked in. And we're making sure that all of that kind of matches. So they're called unofficial for that reason, because election night, everything goes so fast. And so and everyone's wanting the results as quickly as possible. And so we want to make sure that we give out accurate results, but we also know that there's instances where we're having to add in numbers, for instance, provisionals and the overseas ballots. So that's why they're called unofficial. And when you look at the big tickets on the ballot, so for instance, let's say I have five provisional ballots in a particular precinct that we didn't count election night. Well, for U.S. president, those five votes aren't going to make a difference. But we've had some JP races that were within 32 votes. We've had some city offices that were within 5 votes. So provisional ballots matter when you get into the races that are have smaller voters that are eligible to vote in them. So for like city council or JP, even we had a state house rep race that was within 35 votes or so. So it's important for us to look through those provisional ballots, find out what precincts they're in, see if they're impacting the race, and that's why it's called unofficial. Because if it's a race as close as 5 votes, and there's 6 votes that are out there that are either overseas or provisional, it could impact the outcome of the election.
So we're talking about really close elections, which have happened. Is there a threshold for where there's an automatic recount because it is so close, or is that something that always has to be launched or requested by a person seeking office in a close race?
So Arkansas state law does not require an automatic recount. A lot of states have that threshold where if it's within 2%, 5%, or whatever the magic number is that they've decided, you have to automatically do a recount. Arkansas does not have a law that requires an automatic recount. So it either has to be initiated by the candidate, or it has to be something that the election commission looks at and says, you know what, this is a really close race. Maybe we need to look at it closer. And so that's how a recount would happen. What we typically do for the races that are really close, and even for election night, we have results tapes that come in from each polling location on election night. We go back over those, enter those numbers into a spreadsheet to make sure that they're matching what we read into our computer election night. And so we're verifying that the information that came back to us from the ballot boxes at the polling locations is actually physically matching the results tape that was printed from that poll box. And so we go through and kind of do our own little without opening the ballot boxes, because an actual recount is different than us just looking at the results tapes. But we do that just so we can know these numbers are accurate.
So when are results official?
So results are official, it depends on the election, but typically 10 to 15 days after the election. So for the primary and the school election, we certify 10 days after the election. But for the general election, we have 15 days to certify.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our civics education series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purplefordemocracy.org.